You have the floor.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to give a place for someone who is from the feminist movement for many years to speak about how we can actually move beyond our traditional roles as cheap service providers and consultants or implementers of the preset projects of international organizations. So I will be very political because this is political table. For me, true partnership is based on equality, where we as civil society have a seat on the table and share decision-making power. That's partnership that we have to strive for. So this question might sound strange, but I took a challenge to answer what strategies we should employ to become stronger, to find our sources of power, and cooperate on equal footing with these two other actors. We first need to leverage our genuine commitment to gender equality and women's rights, because this is what we are. These are our core values around which we are organized as civil society. And our core expertise comes from deep understanding of inequalities and hierarchies in power relations. So we need to use that and employ in negotiating gender equality on a political table. Second is our deep connection with the communities that we serve, because this is where our power lies, because we bring on the table the genuine insight into the lived realities of those who we serve. So that makes us a crucial partner in shaping policies first. They reflect their needs and channelize resources to support those policies. And we're then experts in analyzing whether these policies are actually efficient and effective, whether they change these everyday realities of the communities that we work with. Second key strategy is to use our understanding of public finances. Successful advocacy requires a deep understanding of institutional processes, both formal and informal, because informal power structures are sometimes more powerful than those who are entitled with authority and title. By mastering these technical aspects of gender-responsive budgeting, and I think that we're masters in gender, in performance budgeting, because simply have to provide arguments on the efficiency and effectiveness of what we are going to do and what results we are going to produce with the funding that we get. So this is something that we can use when we are negotiating different different type of resource allocation when it comes to public funding and development aid funding, that because at the end that's public funding of some taxpayers' money. We have to stay agile and collaborative. We must remain flexible, adaptive, and resist excessive bureaucracy that is imposed to us by international aid actors. This is not our role to administer projects. Our role is to make change. So how do we get this, how to amplify our impact and influence? We need to form alliances within the feminist movement and with other social movements and progressive governance movements. So this is where our strength will grow. So this collective power that is built on trust, not on policing, is something that we need to claim. Promote good governance. Our focus of our advocacy should be placed on good governance and democracy. Why is this? Because we're dealing with particular issues of particular groups is dividing us, because we're competing over the endless priorities and needs. We need to reshape the mainstream completely. And good governance and gender equality share common principle of that has to do with the mode of implementation of institutional processes, that is transparency, inclusivity, etc. And the effect of promotion of good governance and gender equality as a value that is changing power relations. This is what gender equality and good governance is all about. So we need to put all these two aspects into our advocacy and change the mainstream, because nothing good comes out of bad, corrupted, or wrong mainstream. So we have to be very political and avoid technical, focusing on technical tools or application of tools or only statistic, because at the end, decisions are made on the political table, so it cannot be only technical process. And certainly we don't do the job of institutions or those who are entitled to, or whom we give authority to manage our funding and create conditions for us to have decent living conditions. So maybe we should start talking about how this economic paradigms work and why they produce this upward resource distribution or extractive, because we're dealing with overarching issue that has to do with environment, with economics, with transportation, with all policy areas that are relevant for decent living of all people. So we have to stop watering the leaves and starving the roots. This is my main message. And I will just one sentence, because this is very important. Our role is to empower women to lead the public demand for equality and accountability. Because empowerment is about self-confidence, self-value, and negotiating skills. It's an ability to control and influence decisions. So we don't talk in their name, but support them, empower them to change the institutions and to create this public demand for equality through alliance building and demanding support that is designed under conditions that we say are effective and efficient. Thank you.